Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today in your city, someone is walking their dog. Someone is crossing the street to their car. Someone's kid is riding a bike home. And they're counting on you to drive the speed limit. Speeding accounts for nearly 30% of traffic fatalities. And most of those crashes don't happen on the interstate. They happen on the streets where people live. Slow down. It's an act of care for the people around you. So remember, speeding catches up with you. Know the road and respect its limits. Presented by NHTSA. Now back to your podcast.
Becker on Darren, Donick, and Chase. A very active Tuesday here on the show. And every Tuesday at this time, we talk to Predators General Manager David Poile. He's on the line with us. And, of course, he's brought to you by Gary Force Acura and Cool Springs Wines and Spirits. Tonight, the Predators embark on a four-game road trip. That's all going to be in Western Canada. Tonight against Winnipeg, Thursday night against Calgary, Saturday night versus Edmonton, and then they'll wrap things up Monday night in beautiful Vancouver. David, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm up in Winnipeg. Just watched the Jets' morning skate, and our guys are going to go on in about 15 minutes. So here, a lot of snow. So hockey.
Uh-oh, David, are you there? He kind of went away.
Hello?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Sorry, you went away.
Okay, sorry.
Must be the cold weather. How cold is it?
Well, it's minus something. That's all I know. Lots of, like I said, lots of snow. It's actually the sun is out, but this is not Nashville. So, like I say, it feels like hockey weather here for sure.
Yeah, once it has a negative, it doesn't really matter what the number is following. You know it's really cold. Let me ask you something quickly on the Winnipeg side of things, just because you understand the dynamics as a longtime general manager of how all this stuff works. Story got out there yesterday that Dustin Byfuglien, looks like Dustin Byfuglien and the Jets are pretty close to parting ways. He hasn't played all season. There's been a, you know, it's been a constant storyline of whether he was going to play, and, you know, he had the surgery in October. You've probably dealt with those type of dynamics. What is that like? And now it looks like it's coming to a close. What are your thoughts on that whole story that came out pretty much yesterday?
Well, it's very complicated. I don't know whether it's coming to an end or not. All I know is what I've read. I'm going to talk to their general manager tonight when I see him at the game, but it's not a good situation for the team side, which I guess I care about the most in this case. You have a player that is a 2-year contract with a lot of money, like $7.6 million. The team has suspended him, and then the player, through the PA, has filed a grievance. So you have a lot of money at stake, for sure. And then the other thing from a competitive standpoint is you don't have the player, and his money, meaning his cap, is on their payroll, which is a real negative in terms of them having any flexibility, if you say, to make a trade or to take on more contracts. If they did come to a settlement, I believe what would happen would be the player would be free agent, and of course the $7.6 million would come off their cap, which would be a tremendous amount of money, and give Winnipeg, if they could make a deal or what have you, to really strengthen their team in this next 2 weeks before the trading deadline. So there's a lot at stake here, and it'd be really interesting to see how it plays out.
Yep, and it looks like if you read the story, it says he would indeed become a UFA. He would be an unrestricted free agent and free to go wherever he wants. You've had to also play this game if, let's just say, he was out there and available for anybody to have, and you start the conversations just like anybody else. This is not just a simple conversation, right? There's a lot of layers you have to figure out of, can he play? You know, is what's his health issue? Does he want to be, you know, does he want to play? What's his mindset? Is he going to retire at the end of the year? I mean, this is complicated, as you know. And so there'll be a little bit different vetting process than maybe a normal situation. True?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. All those, I think, three or four things you just said clearly went through my mind. If he became a free agent, and if, you know, any team or, you know, was interested in acquiring his services. I mean, I don't even know whether he's been skating. Part of the grievance, I believe, is something to do with his health, going back to an ankle injury. And I mean, there's so many things. This would be a real leap of faith to go forward with this player at this time. And I mean, who's ever come in that with, you know, 10 games to go or 15 games to go in a season that hasn't skated all year long? It's been able to have any kind of impact on a team or be able to make a contributing role. So, like I say, he's still Winnipeg's property. There's a grievance. There's money, big time money at stake in this situation. And again, the player is, he's either 34 or 35 right now. So he's been a terrific player for the NHL and for Winnipeg. But there's so many things that we don't know. This would be a real risky proposition going forward.
David Poile, Predators general manager, on the line with us. 51 games in the books. We've talked to you all year, David, and certainly there's been a lot of frustrations. But I have to believe that one frustration is, and you can sense it with the players, and now new head coach John Hines, and knowing you because of the history of that building, this market, and all the success that's happened in Bridgestone Arena, one thing that's probably been really tough for you is just the lack of success at home this season. And yet again, it was on display the other night.
No, it's completely frustrating. And again, we've got to deal with that now and in the future, because regardless of what you want to say, the league has a lot of parity, but still the home team has an advantage. And the Predators used to have as much advantage or dominance as any team in the league. And, you know, you can talk about a lot of things this year that, you know, could be better or we're disappointed in, but I think that's right at the top of the list is our record at home. And I'm just being very open and honest with you. I don't think any of us really know why that is. I mean, you've heard before that, you know, there's a routine that you can get to on the road, and I think that's absolutely true. Like today is we get in last night, the guys all go to dinner. I think everybody's back in the hotel by 8 or 9 o'clock at night, so you get a great night's sleep and you're ready to go. They all have breakfast together this morning. We're now at the rink, for an hour or so to get warmed up and what have you. Get back, have a meal. Guys have a nap and they're at the game. So it's a pretty simple, lifestyle and preparation for a road game. At home, obviously there's different situations, friends, family, kids, maybe that's something we have to look into a little bit more in terms of the overall, daily routine of each player as they prepare for the home game. But again, I'm just drawing at straws right now, to be very honest with you, but because I think from a competitive standpoint, preparation standpoint, all the science pointed to a really strong effort for a game the other night at home, but it didn't happen. So we got to find the key to that and get back to making Bridgestone Arena one of the hardest buildings to play in.
As you guys have been gearing up to play teams in Canada, they like to talk hockey, as you know, a lot. And so they've been calling me to come on in Toronto or Winnipeg and other markets up there in Western Canada to talk about this Predators team that they're about to see. And one question that I've not been able to get around is, you know, what the heck is going to happen at the deadline with, you know, where this team is? And certainly this is no strange question to you. I've talked to you about this on this weekly, but how much does, as we get a little bit closer to February 24th, how much does everything that happens, it's like Washington, New Jersey, do you get in a room and then things change, and then the Vegas game happens and you get in a room and things change again? I mean, how much is it hinging on a road trip or a game, every game that goes by leading up to, as you get a little bit closer, 3 weeks from the deadline?
That's the $1 million question. I mean, it is this inconsistency that we've had all year. I you know, where I stand right now, of course, the next four games is huge. These are four teams that are all ahead of us, but not by much in the standing. You know, you run the table on this road trip, and I'd be very confident that we're a strong playoff team, and that would lead me to a certain direction for the trading deadline. If on the negative side, the road trip doesn't go as well, I would probably have a far different answer and a far different approach to the trading deadline. But I've been saying that for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and we just, we get a little bit of momentum with a couple of big wins, and then we have an outing like we had at home the other night that we really felt we could or should win the game, and we don't look ourselves at all. So we're on a day-to-day watch here. I mean, tonight is a game. If you look at the standings, there's points separating us. Obviously, if we win tonight, we're 2 points out of the playoffs. That would be tremendous, and that would be a great feeling. Vice versa, you lose, and that's just another negative. That means you got to put together a streak of 3 or 4 games to get back up to get into the playoff race. So it's a difficult time to give exact answers and to give exact direction. I know that's my job. We have I talk to the coaches on a daily basis about direction and what we need to do and what have you. And they seem to be very confident with the team. Obviously disappointed with the game the other night, but very confident that we can do better and we can be more consistent. We've had pro meetings, and we're already with our scouts, and I've been calling a lot of teams to stay in regular contact as the trading deadline, both as a buyer and as a seller, to find out what other teams might have available. And I'm very open with other teams as to what we might have available if we choose to be a seller. So you got to stand by, and next week when I talk to you, we'll have these four games, the three of the games done, and playing Vancouver that night, and we'll see how we feel at that time. But it's just a feeling that we could be doing a little bit better, and I think we're still holding on to that hope that we can find that consistency.
David Poile, Predators general manager, is here with us on Darren Donick and Chase. And David, one thing we've talked about for the past several years is just how close this team is. I mean, you've built a family, essentially, because you have a lot of these guys that were either drafted by the organization and have come up together through Milwaukee, or a player like Philip Forsberg that you traded for when he was quite young and a prospect. And so they've, in a sense, all grown up together. And I think that's a positive thing, and we've seen how positive that can be. But from your standpoint as a manager, how do you monitor that of, okay, maybe there are times where they get a little too close and it makes it hard to deal with tough situations similar to what they've been in this season?
Well, I agree. I agree with you. I mean, we wanted to keep the team together based on performance. I mean, the last 5 years have been really good in performance in terms of the Stanley Cup Finals and 100 points the last 2 years. A lot of good things have happened, and we have a lot of good players. Right now, our team is not as good a team. I think individually, we have the players that make us as good a team as we've ever had.
Uh-oh.
Ah.
We got zapped. That was a good one.
That was a good one. We got zapped.
Dang it.
All right, I was real excited about that question and his answer.
I know.
Very well thought out. But okay, we can try and get him back on.
David Poile brought to you by Gary Force Acura and Cool Springs Wines and Spirits. He's up in Winnipeg. Preds and Jets tonight at 7 o'clock. I'll have pregame for you starting at 6. Everything heard right here on 102.5 The Game. As I think we've reconnected with David Poile. We were
David, I was so proud of my question,
too. We were listening
to
your words, every word, and then boom, zap.
Yeah, my phone just went dead. I guess it's it's a long way from Winnipeg to Nashville. So check my phone service, but I have you now. So what was I saying? Where'd you lose me?
You were talking about how positive it was of the success that you had over the last 5 years with the team being so close together and wanting to keep them together. And my question was simply just, you know, how do you monitor that of sometimes guys can get too close and it makes it harder to address tough situations?
Yeah. What I was saying at the end there is that on paper that we have a terrific team, good players. It's been proven by how we've played before. But, you know, this is such a team game. So individually, we are good. But as a team, we're not as good as we should be. We've had that before, so history shows me that we can get that back. So using your expression of the family, I mean, sometimes a family, you know, has some breakdowns or what have you, but because of the family, that's what we have to do here. And more as a team and support each other more as a team and push guys more individuals. If somebody's not doing it, then somebody's got to pick up the ball and do a better job. And by them doing a better job, they'll bring somebody else along. So it's, again, it's something that we've seen before and we were able to have success with these guys. And, you know, it starts again tonight for this road trip. It's the biggest game of the year, and I'll be saying that in the next game in Calgary and the next game in Edmonton. But that's where we are. And, I mean, again, as a player, you know, you play an 82-game schedule. It's a little bit of a marathon versus a sprint. But here we are, you know, in the last third of this season, and the games are huge. And I don't know about you guys, but this is what I would love to be playing in tonight's game, to see what I could do as an individual and what we could do as a team. So we're going to learn a lot about ourselves in this next little while.
Let's end on a positive note. I saw that Ryan Ellis was on the ice for morning skate. I know that John Hines said yesterday that he was going on the trip, probably wouldn't play, but could practice. This is obviously a huge step in his recovery and getting back in the lineup.
No, absolutely. Our players are just on the ice now. I'm in the concourse. I'm going to just peek my head in here. It'd be a little bit noisier to see if Ryan is out on the ice with our guys, or whether he's skating on his own. So, yeah, we're all out here now. So, it's a good thing. I mean, I don't think when there's any predictions exactly of when he's going to be able to come back, but the fact that he's traveling with us and he's feeling a better bodes well for us. And again, you talk about you asked me about the trade deadline. Well, the biggest addition that we could make to our team, and it would be obviously to get Ryan back. I think that's a huge missing piece in our team. I think I said maybe last week to you that, you know, there's certain players that, you know, you lose a position or what have you. A certain guy could be hurt or what have you. But, you know, I think between Roman and Ryan, that would be the worst guys to have out. So getting Ryan back hopefully soon, that would be terrific for us.
David, we appreciate the visit as always. Stay warm and bring back some points with you.
Okay, guys, we're going to do it.
All right, thanks. That is David Poile. His weekly with us every Tuesday at 11:15. He's brought to you by Gary Force Acura and Cool Springs Wines and Spirits. We will take a break, collect our breath.
I need a breath.
Take a deep breath. Man, it has been a lot going on the first hour and a half of the show. We'll kind of recap what we've gone through. Don't forget, coming up at noon, we're going to learn a little bit. We're going to say hello to a friend on the show that just got to experience winning the Super Bowl with the place that he works at, which is really cool. We're excited for him. Also, we'll head to Winnipeg at 1 o'clock. We'll continue the discussion on what's transpired this morning as well. You're listening to Darren Donica Chase on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today in your city, someone is walking their dog. Someone is crossing the street to their car. Someone's kid is riding a bike home. And they're counting on you to drive the speed limit. Speeding accounts for nearly 30% of traffic fatalities. And most of those crashes don't happen on the interstate. They happen on the streets where people live. Slow down. It's an act of care for the people around you. So remember, speeding catches up with you. Know the road and respect its limits. Presented by NHTSA. Now back to your podcast.